The key word in all this advice is obviously worry. Don't worry, don't worry, don't worry. Well, the worries of this life, the mirimnata, mirimnan, is to worry. Why do we worry? Because I'm the center of the universe and I have to take care of myself, obviously. But I'm not the center of the universe. God is. And so, well, I mean, yeah, but I mean, there are poor people who don't eat. Ah, that's because you hang on to your stuff and don't give it to them. So there's underlying this is what? Knowing the Father. We're still in the midst of the Sermon on the Mount. And we have this part here, you see, about money, clothes, food. I can remember driving up to Damascus when I used to help out in the parish up there. And the gospel that day had it in, from Luke, had it in a line, you see. And so no one who does not renounce all his possessions can be my disciple. I thought, wow, that's pretty tough. And I figured, well, Lord, what do we do? It comes every 3 years in the cycle, huh? Well, the priest reads it out, the people listen to it, then they both try to forget it, and he preaches about something else. And I said, Lord, can't you explain this to me? I mean, we can't go on ducking your word. And I heard the calmest voice. Look, he says, I know they have to feed their children. They have to educate their children. What I'm saying is, make me the Lord of all your possessions. Come to me and ask me how you're supposed to deal with your possessions. And I'll tell you. I'll tell you. They're mine. You're mine. And I'll tell you. Because that's the worry. You know, we're very devout until the rubber hits the road. And then we're pagans. You know, we worry like everybody else. And the Lord is saying, why do you do that? Don't you know you have a Father? Well, the answer is seldom. This is a challenge. The Lord is saying, if you will come to me, I who am now risen from the dead and have filled these words with such power that I will give you my Holy Spirit and he will pray my prayer in you so that you say Abba, not Abba, 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 like you could teach a parrot to do that, but you will know what it means to relate to your Father. And I'll tell you what to do with your money. I'll tell you. That's still a challenge, right? Lord, can I get rid of this car and get another one? Suppose he says no. But that's a Christian. All my stuff is yours. I've told this story before. 1 year for my birthday, the community gave me a really lovely leather jacket, and I liked it a lot. And one morning in prayer, the Lord said, I want you to give that jacket away. I said, well, what about the other one? I'll give the other one away. He said, no, I want you to give that one away. I said, okay. So after Mass, I picked it up, I walked over and put it in the St. Vincent de Paul box over there. Now, why did he ask me to do that? So I wouldn't keep worrying about stuff. And second, who's more important to you, your coat or me? And I was very happy walking back, actually. I thought, I did it. I'm glad. Lord, get that toast to somebody, you know, some poor man who's cold, get it to him. So this is saying, don't worry. You do have a Father. And he loves you. So, give me all your wealth. And you come to me and ask me what I want you to do with it. And I'll tell you. And you will be my child. And that's the healing of all worry, really, isn't it? Look what our Lord did. I mean, he walked around. He didn't have a lot of money in his pocket, or any maybe. And people fed him. He did all right. He didn't need it. That's basically what they mean by a vow of poverty, you know. Don't own anything. It's all the Lord's. But, as the Lord said to me that day, look, I know they have to feed their children. I know they have to get them education. I know they have to take care of them. I'm not saying, you know, throw it all away and hope for the best. No, I'm saying, come to me. I'm the Lord of that household. I'm your Lord. You come to me. Really come to me. And ask me what I should, what you're supposed to do. And I'll tell you. That's the healing for worry. If you count how many times I was going to do it, then I got tied up. Don't worry about your life, you see. Can you, by worrying, add a single moment? Why are you anxious, you see? So do not worry. That's four or five times already, right? That's kind of the message. Don't worry. I'm your Father. Just come to me and ask me what you're supposed to do with this stuff. I'll tell you. Now we're going to bless an icon. In the Eastern Rite, the icon is very precious. This one is of St. Francis, because we are icons, right? We're the image of God.